Hello, everyone, and welcome to The New Yorkers, a podcast by New York City Cop. I'm your host, Kelly Kopp, published photographer, New York City tour business owner, real estate content creator, podcaster, and above all else, a New Yorker.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
With me today, I have Safat Razwan. He is a New York City content creator, IRL live streamer, and host of the New York City Walking Show. But above all else, he is a New Yorker. Welcome to the show, Safat. How are you doing today, my friend?
First of all, thank you so much, Kelly. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm doing pretty fine. How are you doing today?
I'm great. You know, besides you being a New Yorker, you are my good friend also. When did we meet, first of all? How many years ago? Do you know?
I think the first we met right near the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree installation somewhere there. This is when, I mean, we start our friendship, and then slowly we see each other in every single event in New York City, and
we see each other everywhere.
Yeah, our friendship became more and more stronger.
Yes, it blossomed, and we are the besties we are today.
Absolutely.
And we've been to so many events together, and I always love seeing you. It's like that camaraderie that we all have too, because we've also formed a group of friends of content creators, and it's so wonderful, isn't it, to all see each other and say hello. And
absolutely, like whenever like we are participating any events together, it feels like a friends gathering,
right?
And it's always fun to bump everyone, and also love to follow everyone's work on social media, how they like have different perspective about the city,
right?
Even though we're covering the same event.
It's true.
So, yeah.
We all have our own style, so
absolutely,
it doesn't, there's no conflict of style or anything.
Right.
So
right.
I love that. I think that's a really good point. I like that. Well, you know what? We all want to hear about you, Safat. We want to hear about your life. You know, where were you born? Where are you from? Have you lived in New York City your whole life? Tell us about you.
So basically, I am from Bangladesh. So I born and raised there, but since 2010, I'm here living with my family. My whole family is here, but mostly I'm proud to be a New Yorker and love sharing my life with the world on an IRL format, especially on YouTube, because, you know, people when think about IRL live streaming, they only think about Twitch, but I'm mainly on YouTube, try to make IRL live stream more popular on YouTube, and that's what I'm doing.
Nice. And can I ask you, how long have you lived in New York City total?
Yeah, I think it's 14 years.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm 12. I'm almost 12 years.
Yeah.
So about the same time.
Yep.
But you're a little bit younger than me, so I think you're probably younger.
I'm just 26.
Oh, you were young when you moved here. I like to think I was young when I moved here. But, you know, great city. How do you like New York City, though, too?
It is a dream city. It's a dreamland for everyone. I was pretty young when I moved with my family. Since then, it's gave me a lot of opportunity to grow, not only about the content in terms of like my lifestyle. So I do love living in New York City. It's a city of dreamers. It's a city of people who want to do something in the life.
I agree. You know, and I love how you said that. That's very well worded. And I love to feel your passion for New York City as well, because, you know, I have passion for New York City. And I feel like, again, like we talked about our group of friends, that's a big commonality that we have. And we appreciate that we have this, and our listeners.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yes.
Because we all have this shared love for New York City. And it's a very, you know, it's a beautiful bonding thing. I don't know if thing is not the right word. But
yeah, I think whenever you want to make content about a city and events, you first have to love the city.
Yeah.
If you don't love the city, you will never be able to enjoy representing the city. I think all of our friends, we all represent the New York City in a different way, different manner. But I think more of likely in a positive way. We want to share the positivity of New York City.
We do.
Yeah. And We love to encourage people to do visit New York City and share this amazing city to the world.
I love that you said that. I feel exactly the same way. And I think that as people who follow my social media, my friends who are listening here now too as well, and your friends too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they have the same love and care for New York City. And it's just the negativity doesn't work for me. And it's actually not a lot of my pages.
Yeah.
Because, you can be negative somewhere else on pages. Mine's all for the shared love of New York City. And I always say, I've said it so many times, that New Yorkers are born all over the world. You don't even have to have visited New York City, but people feel like a New Yorker through, TV shows and movies and reading about it and social media. And people feel like they are a New Yorker. And I think that's beautiful. And I think that's what we give people too.
Yeah, I think whenever, like, as you mentioned, people watch TV, movies, they have a dream about New York City.
Right.
They feel New York is a dreamland. They feel New York is a city of movie set.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like if they walk around the city, they will meet up some celebrities and stuff like that.
And they may.
So, yeah, they may, because there are so many film shoot, TV shoot happening throughout the city every day. But apart from that, as you mentioned, we need some positivity in our life. For an example, I make live stream on YouTube that's mostly 2 hour and more.
Mm-hmm.
So I want people to feel positive about that 2 hour. I want them to forget about their bad day, forget about their all those negative energy that they've gone through throughout the day.
Right.
The 2 hours they will spend with me, I will try to give them the best 2 hours of their life by spreading positive attitude, positive content, and overall a positive city.
Right. And showing the beauty of New York City. I loved how you just worded that whole thing right there.
Right.
There's a lot of negativity about New York City out there. And we show just how beautiful it is and how amazing it is.
Well, whatever negativity going on, I wouldn't say that it's all wrong. But even New York, for New York City, negativity do sell. That's why people show negativity.
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
It's
all about creating content. Some people do love enjoying negative content. Some people do love enjoying positive content. But our
group
main,
of friends.
Our group of friends and their main target to represent the city as positively as we can. After all, I would say that 99% New York City is positive. That 0.1% we can ignore it, but some people drag it and make it
blow it out
look
of proportion.
Bad. Yes.
Exactly. Why don't you tell us the name of your YouTube? Did you tell us already the name of your YouTube?
No, I didn't think so. So it's New York City Walking Show.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically walking around the city. It's like a virtual tour for the city. And I myself present as a virtual tour guide.
So that's your name all across the board, though?
Yes, all across social media, NYC Walking Show.
So, but would you say you're most active on YouTube?
Yes, I'm mostly active on YouTube and Instagram. But YouTube, mainly I do live stream, IRL live stream.
Yep. So I was looking at your YouTube page, and it's amazing. How many years have you been on it?
Since 2019.
Oh, good for you. I see, I love all your videos anyway, because I see you on Instagram as well, and other social media, and Facebook too.
Mm-hmm.
And the other ones I don't do much on. Are you on, what's it called?
TikTok, Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. But mostly focused on YouTube and Instagram.
That's really nice. I saw your, I was looking at your YouTube, which I love. And a really popular one that you have is the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Well, Thanksgiving totally changed my YouTube channel.
Oh, did it really?
I would say that that's my first ever viral video. I think it's close to have 7 million on YouTube.
Good for you.
Yeah. Like, I always excited for Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving basically changed my whole YouTube channel.
I love that. I didn't even know that.
I get a lot of positive people and a positive group of friends because of Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I love that stuff. Well, it's a great video. I loved it.
Yeah,
I was watching it.
It is. I mean, it's amazing to see.
And another great one was the rainy Midtown Manhattan one.
Well, this is kind of the weather walk that I do, no matter what the weather
outside.
You do? Yes, I do make videos and do live stream. So two types of content I upload on my channel. One is live stream. Another one is pre-recorded video.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
So sometimes on those pre-recorded video, I don't add any narration. I just let people enjoy the city sound like an ASMR video.
Yep, understood.
And that include a lot of weather videos, rain, snow, heat wave, mm-hmm. or any natural disaster that we have in the city.
Right.
So they will get to know the city. They will up to date about all those events and current things from the city.
Oh, that's really nice. That's really great. I mean, you do a great job.
I think that's what you do as well on your Facebook.
I do the same on
Facebook. Instagram, do live stream from different events and different things.
Exactly. I feel though, I mean, I need to be better at YouTube. And do you monetize on YouTube?
Yes,
good
I
for
do.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you. So, Safat, there's another video I want to talk about. And since it's on your page, I figure you'd be okay talking about this.
Yeah, I'm okay. Anything.
It's great. It's
to talk about on my
the
page.
New York City virtual walking tour, the Bronx Fordham Road video.
Oh, yes. I
well,
love
tell me
Fordham.
About that.
So I love
tell
Fordham
us about
Bronx.
That.
You know, in New York City, we always have a misconception about the Bronx.
Yeah.
Often a lot of creator doesn't make enough content about the Bronx, but I feel like Fordham, it's a cultural melting pot.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're walking through Fordham, you will truly see a lot of cultural stuff, a lot of ethnic groups of people representing themselves. They're trying to make a living and try to make New York City a better land for them.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter like what time of the day you are walking through Fordham, it will always amaze you with different aspect of that road. I usually love to hang out there on the weekends because then you will see the most of it because it's crowded. Well, Fordham Road is also similar to Jamaica Avenue in mm-hmm. Queens. Like, they are pretty similar. It's
uh-huh.
another cultural melting pot. And I live near. I live
you
in Jamaica.
You need to take me this weekend or next weekend and a video, and I want to see this area.
Yeah, sure.
You know.
I would love to take you there.
Yeah.
So that's the reason I make a video for them. So that's all about my channel, not mm-hmm. only like focus on a different section of the city. I try to go everywhere
right.
within a five boroughs and beyond. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey there, I'm Bellamy Young. I'm an actor and a producer. I've been working with the global humanitarian organization, CARE, and I am so excited to invite you along for my new podcast, She Leads with CARE. Each week, you'll meet some incredible women who have changed their lives and their communities.
We raise our voices for people who don't raise their voices to defend themselves.
Listen to She Leads with CARE now on your favorite podcast platform. New episodes every Tuesday.
Well, what did you see in this video, though? What did you see?
Oh, Fordham mm-hmm. video, you will see, as I said, it's an ASMR video. So
mm-hmm.
you will see the life of people there. You will see different vendors. You will see different foods. You will see different
yes.
products that you can get from there with a very reasonable price that you will not get anywhere else.
I love the video.
Same for Jamaica yeah. Avenue and for Fordham Road.
And did you feel it safe?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is safe. Like, I walked with my camera, never have an issue.
Right.
But sometimes some people have problem. But one thing I always believe when I create content that when you film a video,
mm-hmm.
you should respect who you are filming.
Correct.
And you should have a friendly manner. You should have a friendly face.
Correct.
You don't want to ignore anyone. You don't want to have an expression that feels others that you are ignoring them.
Mm-hmm.
But not with me. I always try to smile at people and they smile me back. So this is, I think, the best part of making content. Like you will get a chance to every day improve yourself in terms of how you can interact with people and how you can make everyone's comfortable. And at the same time, you will get the best content out of it.
That's so well said. I love it. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So to get up there, is that the D train?
Well, you can take four or five train.
Mm-hmm.
You can take four and five train there and get out at Fordham Road.
Okay, because I'm right next to the D, so I was just curious. But I could I want you to show me soon. I know we're both busy, but when we have the time, I want you to walk me around the
yeah.
neighborhood. Because I mean, is that kind of up by the Bronx mural too, or
it's
not?
It's right by the Fordham University. You can take
Well, that's the D train then too.
Yeah.
No. Oh, awesome. Okay, cool. Well, then I can just zip on up there.
Yep. There is another spot in the Bronx you should check out if you want to see the cultural melting pot. It's called Barchester.
Oh, I don't know it.
It's a pretty lovely area there.
Barchester?
Yes.
Huh. Well, I do. I could walk from my neighborhood across the High Bridge.
Yeah, that would be better, like High Bridge. Yeah, I love the view.
Yeah, the High Bridge. And then I walk down to Yankee Stadium. I can walk by the Joker Stairs. And then I walk to Yankee Stadium. And I love that neighborhood and everything. And it's funny because I was with Jay. Jay and I did a live video one time. And we walked through that. There was a park right behind Yankee Stadium, this huge park of, or more like, you know, where kids could play ball, baseball, football, whatever, and stuff. And so Jay and I were walking through there, and all these kids were like, "You're doing a live video," and they wanted to be in it, and it was really fun. You know, I was like, "What a great view for people to see the life of New York City, and how, you know, and just the melting pot it is, and how wonderful it is." It was a really fun video, one of my favorites, actually.
Yeah, totally, I agree. Like sometimes when you like walk by this kind of a park or spot that you never be aware of that it exists,
right?
That's a quite surprise. That's what I say it every day, like. Maybe you will walk on the same street again and again in New York City, but every now and then you will find something new.
I agree.
That's New York City. It's keep changing. It's keep getting something new to entertain you, to make you feel amazed and surprised.
But you know, it's really cool because that, you know, that kind of makes me think about when I do my, you know, my tour business. And I've been doing a lot of tours lately. And I always tell everybody, like, they actually teach me something by doing these tours because we'll take another different road or a shortcut or something, or just in general, and I'll think, wow, I didn't know that existed. So every time I do the tours, I learn so much more about the city.
Yeah, totally.
So I love doing it.
Maybe they will see something that you wouldn't see.
Exactly. They have fresh eyes, too. Right. And they always tell them they take as many photos and videos as they want, too. Feel comfortable because, you know, as content creators and as a professional photographer, it makes me so happy. I'm like, you don't even have to pay attention to me. Take all the photos and videos as you, videos as you want. And people do today. It was awesome. I had a really good time on my tour today.
I feel like you are giving them the best of you could.
Yeah, I really am. And thanks for saying that.
You are the best tour guide because I can tell you are my friend. So you have that energy to make people happy.
Well, vice versa, my friend.
Thank you.
Truly. So you want to talk about Halloween now?
Yeah, let's talk about Halloween.
So Halloween in New York City is incredible. I think it's unmatched anywhere else.
Absolutely.
Am I just being biased though? Or
no. You are not, because I think nowhere else celebrate Halloween like
New York
does.
How about Bangladesh? Do you celebrate Halloween?
Bangladesh doesn't have that Halloween culture because it's not that westernized yet.
Uh-huh.
It's mostly have that ancient vibes. But some young folks, they are like get
the young
biased.
Kids.
Yep, they are get biased by Western culture and media.
Yeah.
They're slowly introducing it to that culture, but I haven't spent a lot of time there yet, so I don't know what changed. Mm-hmm. It's been a while. I haven't been there.
I was going to say, do you go back home ever?
I did a few times, but not a lot, because most of my families are here.
Right.
So unless I have any special occasion from one of my family member, maybe having some weddings and stuff like that. But it's very rare because I'm busy with my schools and stuff. So
yeah, you're a busy young man.
Oh, well.
Well, let's talk about, Do you have information about the Halloween houses that are decorated?
Well, there are so many of them.
Yeah, can you tell us about them?
Yeah. So
you're
I
good
think,
at this.
I mean, I'm not good at it, but I will try to
you
be
are.
Good at it.
Yeah.
So I think in Manhattan, let's start with Manhattan.
Yeah, let's do that.
So Manhattan, I think there are so many different neighborhoods that you can get to see Halloween decorations. Let's start with Upper East Side.
Yeah.
So Upper East Side is basically an upscale neighborhood in Manhattan, and
very,
one of my favorite
neighborhood
because it has so many townhouses and brick houses that so amazing.
Yeah.
And since we're talking about all those brownstones, Harlem, we cannot execute them.
Oh,
I mean,
Harlem!
Harlem is amazing.
I think Harlem has some of the best brownstones in the city. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Upper East Side. I think if you start from 82nd Street and walk yourself farther south, you will get to see a lot of decoration, but it's not like a certain area you will able to see it. You may have to do a long walking. For example, 82nd Street between Lexington and Third Avenue. That house is so amazing.
I love that one.
And another house that I really love, located on 76th Street between 5th and Madison Avenue, the best, with that witch, huge witch.
Oh,
and
yeah.
a skeleton and a lot of pumpkins.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah. And yeah, what?
I'm sorry, do you feel a lot of these are every year? Like, do you feel most
these
of them are...
Yeah, these two houses, I saw it for a good bit of...
Yeah, the first two you just mentioned, I feel like are...
They're
reoccurring, every year,
yeah, they're doing
and...
every year.
They have great response. So they're beautiful homes. I think most of them were mentioned, I think, are yearly, correct?
Right, yearly.
Okay, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
And also 64th Street one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's between 5th and Madison again, 64th Street.
Mm-hmm.
This year they did a phenomenal job.
I gotta check it out.
Yeah, they have like some Joker stuff like that.
Oh, I saw on yours.
I think that was from Dagger Heights.
I got you.
Yeah, okay. Because Dagger Heights, you know, known for its Christmas. So Dagger Heights is basically in Brooklyn.
Yeah, for sure.
You give two. You give the best two in Dagger Heights.
Good.
Halloween, they did not disappoint either, but not a lot of decoration, but one house at the corner of 84th and 10th Avenue, I think the best in the city.
Really? I gotta go check it out.
You should check it out, because I have seen so many decoration over the years from different neighborhoods, but I feel like this year, Dagger Heights, 84 and 10th Avenue, house, they did a phenomenal job. Also, Upper West Side, another
love them.
Phenomenal neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I love Upper West Side as well.
Me
great
too.
Foods, great restaurant. They got a lot of decoration out there as well. And some of them are located on 69th Street, 71st Street, 75th Street, 94th Street.
Yes. Is 94th the one with the big web? Up already?
Yeah.
It is?
It is.
The huge one, the whole web on the
right,
front of the house?
Right, right, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Thanks
you
for
have
telling
to
me
like,
that.
Like,
I'm going tomorrow.
Yeah, go there and you will love it.
Yeah, I love that one.
I think in terms of Halloween, there are so many cool history hidden inside. Let's start with Washington Square Park. It used to be a Potter Field. So they buried people who does not have any identity.
What's the Potter Field?
Potter Field, basically a ground where they buried people who does not have any identity or no one claiming the bodies.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, 20,000 bodies is buried under Washington Square Park. Still now, they are.
Yes.
It's a pretty spooky place. So
spooky place.
Yeah. Sometimes people heard some noise, weird.
Ooh.
Yeah, weird sounds. Yeah. So
what did you? You know what I heard? Can I jump in real quick?
Yeah, sure.
I heard how they. I heard a story. I could be wrong. How they discovered that the bodies were there. Do you know how?
Yeah, I think they're doing some work on a shoreline or somewhere. Or water line, my bad.
I could be wrong. I heard that they were, because the Washington Square Arch used to be wood. And so when they, 100 years ago, when they made it what it is today with the, whatever it's made out of, stone or marble, that's when they were digging, they found it. But I could be wrong. That's when they found some bodies.
Another one I think they found in 2012 while they're working on some
water
main or something. I may not be accurate, but I read somewhere.
Yeah.
And then they discovered like over 100 skeletons.
Jeez, that's insane. It's a burial ground.
Yeah.
It's or a cemetery. It's it does have some spooky
also,
history to it.
There in Washington Square Park, they have a hanging elm. Used to be the tallest tree in Manhattan. Located on the northeastern section of Washington Square Park.
Like, I did not know this.
Yeah. Except one lady, no one ever like hang from that elm tree, but that's a pretty spooky like area there. You should go and explore more.
I will. That's did not know that. And the tree is still there, you said?
Yeah, but it's like get damaged due to some wind and stuff like that.
That is spooky.
It is. And another spooky place that we all love to go but never be aware of, it's Roosevelt Island.
Oh, okay. I think I may know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
The Octagon.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, Roosevelt Island, before it called Roosevelt Island, it was a Blackwell Island. And slowly, they transfer the name to Roosevelt Island, but it used to be a lunatic asylum center.
Right.
So, yeah. And Octagon is basically one of them. And it's transformed now a luxury apartment building.
Yes, exactly.
But tenants still hearing some of the noise from maybe those lunatics.
So the insane asylum is now a luxury apartment.
Yeah.
Building. Yes, I heard that. I didn't even think of bringing this up. This is such good info.
Yeah.
This is a good spooky stuff for Halloween.
Yeah, there are so many spooky stuff. Like, there were some hidden cemetery right by the Brooklyn Bridge, but somehow it wasn't that popular. But I learned it from one of the tour I did. It's called Madame Morbid Vintage Trolley
Tour. I've heard of that. Yeah, I did that.
You did that?
Years ago,
though. Amazing. Like, it's a Victorian style vintage trolley. Mm-hmm. You will like riding through Williamsburg, Dumbo, Park Slope, and they will let you know all those different Halloween stuff there. It's pretty nice.
I did a few years ago, maybe 6 or 7 years ago. Gosh, but I can't really remember it was, I don't know, I was young. I was in my 40s.
It happens. A lot of time, you know, young people, when they do a tour with a tour guide, they are not paying attention what tour guides are saying. Mm-hmm. They will be on their own imagination.
Was there like a dog or a cat on that thing too?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there was a pet animal there that was distracting me that I was, you know, it was just running around the little trolley.
I think when I did the tour, there wasn't any pet because they keep changing the guide.
Yeah.
So maybe you were one of them.
It was like a Halloween decorated pet or something. I remember. I have to talk to my friend Barbara. I went with her, but I have to, whatever. Anyway, so what else you got?
Well, I got another story from Dakota.
From who?
From Dakota Building.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
The John Lennon place. So basically, there are some rumors that people who live there can still hear and see some small girl crying and running away sometimes. So
on the Dakota Building?
Yeah, on the Dakota
Maybe
Building.
Maybe it's Rosemary's Baby.
Who knows?
Do you know the movie Safat?
Which one?
Rosemary's Baby. It was set in the Dakota Building.
And it's a horror movie. I haven't had a chance to watch it, but I will do it after.
It's so good.
Tonight. Yeah, I will do it.
You gotta watch it. You gotta watch it. I'm not gonna give it away for any of the listeners who have never watched it because it's really good. It's an older movie, but really good. Safat, those are such great stories. Thanks for sharing those with us. I didn't expect to hear those. Stories.
It was really amazing stories. Yeah. I always love to share it whenever I had the opportunity.
Yeah. So do you talk about it on your live feed?
Yeah, I do. How cool especially is that? As we're getting close to the Halloween.
Yeah. That's so cool. One thing that I really love is the New York City Halloween West Village Parade. The West Village Parade.
Oh my God.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
I think it's probably one of my favorite things of the year. How about you?
Yeah, me too. I think it's one of the biggest Halloween event in the world.
It is. It is. What's the biggest? You're right. The biggest in the world, I would say.
Yeah.
Will I see you there this Halloween?
Yeah, yeah, you will see me there.
As per always.
Yeah,
yep.
As per always. Like, even if you just have a costume, you can be a part of that parade. That's the good thing about it.
I love that. It's easy to, like you said, just join the parade. And it's like 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
And you can just wear a costume and be in the parade. You know what I love about Halloween in New York City is how we just celebrate it so crazily. Is crazily a word?
Yep.
I just made
you
one
can
up.
Say it, I would say that.
But I mean, we just, in a good way, I mean, and just to see other people dressed on the subway.
Oh.
Oh, man, it just makes my day.
Since you talk about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Starting tomorrow, Comic-Con, you will see more people dressed
Comic-Con tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Tomorrow, so.
I just love to see how everybody dressed up.
I know, they have different outfits. But yeah, go ahead. Like, Halloween people love to wear, different costumes. And they're very creative.
Yes. I've never seen any city that does dress up for Halloween.
Only New York City.
Never. It's just really fun just to see just the thousands of people dressed for Halloween. Everybody's in such a good mood. The parade's 2 to 3 hours. Actually, you can be in the parade by dressing up in a costume, but there's another thing you can do to be in the parade, which is the highlight of the parade, in my opinion, is the Michael Jackson Thriller dance.
I love it.
So you can actually be one of the creatures, you know, the zombies,
right.
I should say, in the Thriller dance.
Right.
You know, that replays over and over, you know, every couple of minutes in the parade the whole time. And it's the highlight of the parade. And what I love about all you have to do is I have their Instagram, which is called Thriller NYC, or you can just go to thrillernyc.com and you have to learn the dance on your own, but they have a video on their page, on their webpage, and you can be a part of the West Village, New York City West Village Halloween Parade, and be in that amazing video recreation.
That's cool. I mean, since you are talking about the trailer, I think our friends can also watch the show MJ, Broadway show.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
really good.
I did watch it like 2 days ago.
For the first time?
Yeah, for the first time. It's amazing. I love it. So I think this is some of the things that they can do in this Halloween to cheer them up for the spirit.
Right.
Watch good the idea. Show. Watch for some spooky decorations.
Yeah.
And then join on the Village Halloween Parade.
Oh, I love it. It's such a great finale for the Halloween season. Then the next day is Thanksgiving season.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just, I love that night. It's so great. That thriller dance I want to do, but I mean, we got to do the videos and stuff.
Yeah.
But I would love, my dream one day is to be at that.
You should do it one day. I will film you, no problem.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea. So this is the 51st annual Halloween West Village Halloween Parade here in New York City. And did you know that on 9/11/2001, they were going to cancel the parade, but they felt very strongly that it was important to continue with the Halloween parade to keep the spirit of New York City moving forward. And so they continued the parade specifically to help, you know, cheer the city up, you know, and create this space of normalcy at that terrible time, because it was just a few weeks prior, it was 9/11. So they decided to keep the West Village Halloween Parade, you know, in tradition every year and keep going and to cheer up the city. So I thought that was really cool.
Well, I read about that.
But, you did too?
But I was just a 3 years old baby.
You read that when you were 3 years old?
No, I mean, I read it. I just read it. But yeah, I haven't had much experience of that because I wasn't here during the 9/11, and I was just a 3 years old baby, other parts of the world.
Yeah. So, but you did just read that too.
Yeah, I just read about that. That I think that's the only time they cancel the Village Halloween Parade.
Yeah. But I think it's beautiful that they,
I think it means a lot for those family who lost their loved one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just kept the city going, you know, it's just a symbol of we're continuing and moving forward. So what else do you have for Halloween, Safat?
Well, another thing we could do during Halloween, go for pumpkin patch.
Mm-hmm.
I think Queens County Farm, it's a pretty good spot for people to get there.
I've always wanted to go there too. Yeah.
It's they have popular. Different events. They have events for Christmas. They have events for Halloween. Mm-hmm. They have events all year round for kids. But my personal favorite, it's basically starting from this year, Tim Burton, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Where is that?
New York Botanical Garden.
Yes, I was going to bring that up. I'm so glad you brought it up.
That's the best thing start this year, and I loved it. But Bronze Jew is doing it for years now, the Boo at the Jew.
Mm-hmm.
But I think...
What did you just say?
Boo at the Jew. This is how they say it. Like, Bronze Jew... They're having a Halloween.
At the zoo?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Haven't been.
Yeah. I mean, you should be. They have even for Christmas as well, like Christmas light trail.
Yeah, I've seen that. Definitely.
And New York Botanical Garden have Holiday Train Show. That's my personal favorite.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah.
But this year, as I say, New York Botanical Garden, for the first time ever, they start Tim Burton Nightmare Before Christmas. And that light trail, extraordinary. I think must things to do in this Halloween.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But there's also a great Jack-O-Lantern Blaze.
Oh, yes, I've been there.
Tell us about it.
I love that place. It's like 45 to an hour drive from New York City, but you can go there by public transportation.
Uh-huh.
But I used to drive there. Like, it's not too far away from Queens where I live. It took me like 45 minutes. But I never been to the Hudson Valley one. They have one location at the Hudson Valley and one location at the Long Island, like Old Beth. Village.
So you did Long Island.
Yeah, I did Long Island.
That's
one.
Really cool.
It's more or less similar like to the Hudson Valley, but it is pretty cool. Over 5,000 hand carved pumpkins are there. 5,000.
Wow.
And it's so amazing. Like they have a pumpkin carousel. You can see your zodiac signs there. You can even get a live demo of pumpkin patch. They have a lighthouse, like so many. Like, I love that.
Wow, thanks for sharing that with us because I wanted to go. We got to go. We got to get a group of people.
Yeah, we got
to
go.
And like, go. I would love to go. I would love to do the Hudson Valley one since you haven't
been. Hudson Valley, yeah.
That'd be cool. Have you done Jimmy Fallon's Nightmares?
Yeah, I did.
Tell us about it. Well, I haven't done any of this. I'm so glad you're on the show today.
I would say that
in general,
Jimmy Fallon like did it again. Like, it's his own personal nightmare.
Is it scary?
It's like a 10-minute mage. But you will have
where
a helper.
Where is it?
Is it located in the Rockefeller Center?
Okay, that's what I
right
thought.
By the Heroes NYC, like there.
Gotcha.
Same level. So you will go through different rooms. Before you enter the room, Jimmy will pop up on a screen and tell you about what's going to happen. It's pretty dark there. I screamed a lot. I have a full video uploaded on my channel, but I screamed a lot. And like, it lasts 10 minutes. And then there is a surprise at the end when you take a picture. There will someone from the frame will make you scared.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really fun?
Yeah, it is fun. But since you're talking about like haunted houses, I think my personal favorite haunted house is Blood Manor. Located on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot the exact intersection, but somewhere.
Midtown?
Hold on.
That's okay.
Yeah, but Blood Manor, they are the oldest haunted house in the city. It's basically over 20 minutes, but every character there are like extra special and extraordinary, I would say. They will scare you, I'm telling you, my friend. Each moment you will get through that maze or room, you will say that, what the heck I am? Let me get out of this place, but they're pretty amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Broadway and Franklin.
Thank you.
Broadway and Franklin.
Jordan, you're amazing. Thank you. Wow. I want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to go. We should all go.
Yeah, Blood Manor. I've been like when their last 3 years and each year, like it's crazy.
Well, let's do it. Let's go again.
Yeah, let's. You want
to
go?
I would love to.
I'm not kidding. I'll just email them and.
Let's do it. We could do some content out of it.
Yeah, yeah. You will get a VIP treatment because I know the owner.
Let's do it.
He's pretty cool.
Heck yeah.
So yeah.
I'm in. So Fath, there's something I want to talk about that I have done. You've talked about these amazing things that I realized that I haven't done. And hence the reason you're on the show, because you know everything.
Well, there are so many things you can do.
Well,
I have one.
Have you been to the Pumpkin Flotilla at Central Park?
I don't think so.
Well, it's really cool. I absolutely love it. What they do is you can bring your own pumpkin. You carve your own pumpkin and they can put it on the Harlem Mirror up top at 110, you know, like at 5th Avenue and 110.
Yeah, now I remember.
And it's really cool. And they put, you can, there's like tons of pumpkins, we'll say 100 or 200, I don't know. And there's like this Halloween costume person, you know, this big, I don't know, maybe Dracula, will say, rowing this canoe with all these amazing pumpkins, carved pumpkins behind it, and the pumpkin flotilla. It's really cool. And they have these, I'm so sorry, go ahead, what?
No, I said that I never been there in person, but I read about that.
Oh, it's so fun, and they have like activities and singing and everything. It's like a whole amazing festival that afternoon, and then they end it with the pumpkin flotilla. And then you get your pumpkin back at the end if you want to wait.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just in case. You know, the kids want their pumpkins probably. But it's really cool. And I did it 1 year, and it's one of my favorite photos I've ever taken, too, of just how the pumpkins looked in the water, this monster rowing this canoe.
When is it, though?
It's coming up pretty soon.
Is it on the day of Halloween?
It's before Halloween.
Oh, then good.
So this year it's on October 30th, so it's the day before. It's from 4 to 7.
And I think we can make it.
They've been doing it for 30 years.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so they transformed the Harlem Mirror into like a glowing spectacle with these floating jack-o'-lanterns. It's really cool. And they have like a story time and crafts and a dance party, which you would love to dance party.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's so fun. You bring your own carved pumpkin, and it's just so fun. At the Harlem Mirror. I absolutely love it. We should go.
Yeah, we should, because I never done it.
It's a really fun.
Yeah. Since it's not the day of Halloween, since we're covering the parade, so we can do it easily.
The next day, that's a busy day for us too. I mean, it's like a 2-day event because we're up all night editing, doing this, all of us. We're that's a huge event. Like 4th of July is huge.
Right.
Halloween's huge. Thanksgiving, we're busy.
Like busy season is coming up.
Oh yeah.
So
I mean, starting
Christmas things are going on.
You know, right now, thanks, you know, November, December, we're busy, events, everything. It's overwhelming.
Yep. It's very
overwhelming. I'm so grateful that we are able to do this.
Yeah.
Oh, able to do this. I can't even talk. We are able to do this. Yeah. What else you have, my friend?
What else you want to know?
Well, you know what? I was thinking too, one of my favorite Halloween houses also is the one on Albemarle. Am I saying it right? That street. It's that crazy, beautiful Halloween house.
Oh,
in Brooklyn.
I forgot about this
it
one.
It is.
This is another.
That's one of my, that's yeah. probably, I think it's one of
it's
the
my
best
favorite
in
too.
The city.
Yes.
It's at the address is 1306 Albemarle Road in Brooklyn, 11226. The entire house is just decked out for Halloween.
Right.
It's a
True.
Spectacle.
Yeah.
You go there and there's tons, there's 100 people in their yard looking at everything. When I was there the other night, people had lawn chairs and blankets
wow.
across the street. Look, it was incredible. I went up to them and I was laughing. I'm like, this is the way to do it. And they had, of course, their young kids and toddlers and they were loving it, you know, and it was real. It was, I love going out there. The energy. I met some really cool people in the neighborhood too that I've become friends with.
I mean,
yeah.
As you mentioned, like New York City has so many great people mm-hmm. that can like deco their house for the community. And this house that you mentioned, top notch.
I think if you're visiting New York City, this is a must. Do.
Absolutely.
You know, you just take the subway. It's a trek out there because it's pretty far out in Brooklyn. But we took the F train and it was the weekend, but it was express. We actually ran into Rommel.
Rommel,
yeah,
another,
ran into our content yeah. creator friend too. I ran into him there, so we hung out the whole time. We took the train back. I was having downloading issues, so I had to hop off the train and stop at the station.
Like that's the problem with some neighborhood. It's called transit desert. Like,
oh, you said that earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Diker Heights is one of them. Like subway station is like way farther away. So yeah. But most of the time, whenever I go to this type of neighborhood, I just drop there.
Oh, you have a car.
Yeah.
Look at
because,
you, New Yorker with a car.
I mean, I live in Queens, so it's like not
yeah.
that busy like Manhattan. So I still have to struggle to get a parking though.
Yeah.
But since I have a own driveway, so it's better.
I yeah. could see you drive it, see me walking down the road and drive up to me and yell, Kelly. And I look and I go, what? And then you peel and then you peel out in front of me and take off.
No, I'll say, Kelly, you want to ride?
Yeah, then right when I go to open the door, you'll peel out.
No, I'm not going to do it to you.
That would be funny, though.
Yeah.
That'd be a funny video. That'd be a really funny video.
Someone need to film me.
But anyway, that's my favorite house, definitely. But I think we've talked about a lot of great. We could go on and on with Halloween content, but I think that covers the basics. Did we talk about restaurants? Did we talk about the restaurants?
No, I don't think so.
There's a few restaurants. You want to bring them up?
Yeah.
That are very Halloween-y.
Right.
Halloween-y, if that's the word.
I think Oscar Wilde and mm-hmm. Lily's Victoria Establishment.
Yep.
And then Papillon. I think this is how you say it.
Yeah, Papillon on 54.
It's a French bistro.
Between 5th and Madison.
Yeah, 5th and Madison.
It's a very, very
very spooky.
Awesome.
They have a lot of skeleton. But I think in terms of like decoration, Oscar Wilde has the crazy amount of like clowns and stuff.
I completely agree. So Oscar Wilde, we have a couple. There's one actually in Midtown on 27th. No, I'm sorry, Nomad on 27th. Right there off of Broadway, east west of Broadway on 27.
Yeah, I think that's the one
yep.
I'm talking about.
And then there's let's see, there's another one in Union Square.
Oh, well.
Right there, like on.
Right by this 17th Street or
yeah,
14th
right around
Street
there.
Somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that one I filmed it.
That's Oscar Wilde,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're yep. Oscar Wilde. And Lily's Victorian Establishment is there as well.
That might be Lily's.
Yeah, then I think, yeah. I got confused as well about these two locations.
Yep. So we have 49th Street and 17th Street. Those are Lily's.
Yep.
49th.
And 17th.
17th.
Lily's.
And then 27th is Oscar Wilde.
Oscar Wilde.
There
yes.
we go. We don't want to confuse our. I don't want to confuse the audience. Anybody can actually, you know what? If anybody has Halloween questions, you can email me at newyorkcitycop@gmail.com or
the NYC Walking Show at gmail.com.
Safat, yes. Yeah. So NYC Walking Show at gmail.com.
You have to add
the NYC yes. Walking Show at NYC. Say it again. I'm sorry.
The NYC Walking Show at gmail.com.
Yeah. Nice and simple like that. So any Halloween questions, email Safat.
he's
really good, but I'm really good at it too. I mean,
you are the best.
Well, no, you're the best. And if I have any questions I can answer, I'll just message you and say, I have a question I need you to answer. If you can.
Or ask ChatGPT.
I love ChatGPT. I've fallen in. Oh, I ask everything.
I know.
You know what I love? I know this has nothing to do with Halloween, but ChatGPT, I'll write a sentence and I'll write this like I'm really smart. And then it'll be like, these beautiful words.
Well, some of the informations are not correct, though. You have to always double check what ChatGPT is giving you.
Oh, I do. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just simple. Like
simple
the word that, or I'll say, write this so it's in correct form.
Oh, yeah.
Like they that's what I'll do too.
And then they can write down your professional things.
Yeah, yep. It's so amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Nobody has ChatGPT downloaded. It's incredible. This has nothing to do with Halloween, but it's really cool. But I think that covers a lot of our information today.
Yeah, we did.
Safat, I'm so happy you helped me do that, or you just told us all this amazing information.
Thanks for having me, Kelly. It was like such a pleasure.
It's always fun. It's always fun hanging out.
It's always fun hanging out.
I'm so glad you said yeah to doing this, because I knew we'd have a fun time talking. So Safat, before we let you go, we here at the New Yorkers podcast want to know what it means to you, Safat Razwan, to be a New Yorker.
That's a very interesting question. Like, for me, I think to be a New Yorker, it means a lot. It means that I can make people happy through my work. And I am very proud to be a New Yorker and to show the world how good New Yorker can be.
That's awesome.
Because there are some people out there think New Yorkers are rude, but trust me, look at us. Look at our group of friends. Are we rude? No. So the best part of New York City are the people of the city. They are the most hardworking, passionate, and dedicated people in the world. And I'm so happy to be one of them. It means a lot.
Very nice.
Thank you, man.
I'm so happy that you're one of them too, Safat. I'm so glad you're my friend. You're a great guy. Great guy.
You are also a great guy, and I'm happy to be your friend.
You're awesome, buddy. Thank you for joining us today for this week's episode of the New Yorkers podcast. Why don't you let everyone know where they can find you on social media, Safat?
So everyone can find me on social media on my handle, NYC Walking Show, across every single social media platform, but I'm heavily present on YouTube.
And Instagram.
Mm-hmm. But you will find me everywhere.
Yes. You're a big YouTuber. I admire you for that. Once again, I'm your host, Kelly Kopp, also known as New York City Kopp, all across my social media.
Please like and subscribe to the New Yorkers podcast. And you can follow them, the New Yorkers, on social media at the New Yorkers podcast.
You can leave a rating or a comment to let us know how you are enjoying the show. We read through all your comments and DMs, so please, we would love to hear from you. Thank you, Lola, Larry Moore, and Charmaine Wade, for your kind words on the last episode. If you want to be featured at the end of an episode, leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or a comment on Spotify.
And thank you, Benjamin Rodriguez, Julian Delton, and Kevin Alexander, for comments on Facebook.
Have a lovely day, my friends, and we will see you next Sunday.
Goodbye.
This is the last stop on this train. Everyone, please leave the train. Thank you for riding with MTA New York City Transit.